This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Oh, we oftentimes put our foot in our mouth, don't we, Jim? You and I.
Listen, brother.
You know,
I quit. I've got the combined toothpaste and shoe shine. That's right. Two in one.
It's Trivia Friday, folks. 888-589-8840. Ed Vitagliano sitting in for Tim Wildman. Jim Stanley is sitting in for me, and Kendra White is sitting in for JJ Jasper.
So there you go.
We are your. I said affable hosts earlier. At this point, hapless might be more to the point.
Have we even gotten a question right today?
I don't know. Well, let's go ahead and give our questions again. We have a lot of people who are waiting to get on the show and may have forgotten what questions are still on the board.
Or forgotten what their answers were.
Yes.
Okay. I have, what color is a Himalayan poppy? And then if you're painting with tempera, what would you be using to bind together the color pigments? All right, and I'm going to add one.
Okay, good.
I had another one answered. So this one, yeah, it should be easier. Which Shakespeare play features Shylock?
I know the answer to this one.
There you go.
Yeah, all right. Here are my questions. In the Old Testament, how many books fall into the category of major prophets? Yes, this one's still on the board. And the answers given so far are 3, 4, and 6, all of which are incorrect.
And three of the ones that the three were was Ezekiel, Daniel, and Isaiah.
Yes, those three were correct.
So and you don't have to list them. That's bonus. If you can list
that's
all
a bonus.
Them.
That's a bonus. All right, second question. What was the first Disney animated feature film, so cartoon, folks, set in America? Set in America.
Breaking it all the way down.
Yeah, we're putting the cookies on the bottom shelf. My third question, when wolves are born, the pups are completely blind and deaf. Is that true or false? All right.
Questions. All right, I have, what tribe was Paul from in the Bible? The 12 tribes, which one was he? In bowling, three consecutive strikes is referred to as a turkey. What are four strikes called?
Mm.
And I'm going to add one more from the Disney Frozen. Complete
no.
this lyric. It's time to see what I can do. Ba 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 ba. You've heard your kids sing it a million times. It's time to see what I can do.
And then what's the next line?
It's from the song Let It Go. What's the next line? From the, let
can
it
I,
go.
You're can I save 15% on my car insurance?
You know, I'm going to say this. I'm sick of Frozen. My granddaughter especially, loves it. And how many times?
Well, then you should know the answer to this one.
Now, I don't, because I don't pay attention to the words of songs.
Abigail and Colette, my daughter and wife, respectively, have watched it several times. I've managed to put in my headphones and watch something else.
It's a good, like all the Disney movies, they're usually good, but
yeah.
Not 100 times. I'm sorry.
Well, then you have no excuse, sir.
I do because, listen, you know, when Tim is on the show, someone will mention a song. He remembers the lyrics.
Right.
For some reason, I can't do that.
Oh, okay.
I can't. So, all right, let's go back to the phones.
Let's do it. Learning University welcomes
Porta?
Portia. Did we say it right?
Yes.
Have we butchered it enough is the other question.
And Portia is actually a character's name from one of the William Shakespeare novels.
Really?
In fact, I think it's the one you're talking about.
She was Brutus's wife.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I want to answer and maybe ask.
Okay.
All right. Which one you want to answer?
The bowling one.
Oh,
all right,
great.
Here we go. I want to hear the answer to this.
In bowling, three consecutive strikes is called a turkey. What are four consecutive strikes called?
A bagger.
I'll accept a
bagger.
That, I believe, is acceptable. My bowling people are going to have to help me. But I was looking for a ham bone.
Ham bone.
A ham bone.
But I believe it's also called a four bagger. So.
Four bagger.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's right.
We'll take both.
That's what we had called it, but I looked it up to make sure, and then I saw the ham bone.
because the ham bone's so connected to the
turkey.
I have bowled some in my life, but not enough to know any of these things that you're talking about. Well, and probably would never.
I've shot a turkey.
You
in
have?
Bowling, yeah.
Well,
but I've not gotten to the four in a row.
Ham bone or bagger? Four
ham
bagger.
Bone or bagger.
Wow, excellent.
All right. What's your question for us?
I was just going to say, and she probably should know this, but which ESPN commentator created the name ham bone?
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, that is. That's an ESPN goodness. Commentator.
On
well, there's so many from which I can pick.
Yeah. Yes, being the sports addict that you
that's
are,
right.
Ken.
Portia, look, I have four brothers, and when they would talk about sports, it was like white noise. Like, you know Charlie Brown, that wah, 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 wah. And I tuned it out. The only reason I know anything about bowling is because I've been writing a children's animated episode that's centered around bowling, and I've been Googling terms
and
all
what's,
week.
Once
what,
again.
What's it going to be featured
yeah.
in?
Drop the...
What's it going to be featured in?
It's American Family Studios. It's Ryan DeFrady's Secret Agent.
There you go.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very good.
Agent, man.
Sorry.
Similar.
I do know the words
but
to that song.
I want to know the answer, Portia, even though I can't name a single
yes, I think
ESPN commentator.
You've stumped us, Portia. What's the answer?
It's Rob... Stone.
Rob Stone.
And I'm guessing he did bowling for ESPN?
No, he was the football guy.
He was, really?
No.
Oh.
It's a bowling question.
Some of them do more than one sport.
If he's on YouTube, I've probably been listening to him and just didn't pay attention to the name.
Hey, thanks, Portia.
Have okay. a great weekend, and thank you for helping me to mock Ed for a moment.
Yes.
Have a great weekend.
Because nobody ever mocks me around here.
No, never. Too much respect.
Yeah.
Lori from Kansas, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hi, Lori.
Hey, hello.
Hey, welcome to the program, Lori. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both, please.
All right. Which question you want to answer?
The prophets.
All right. Ooh, see, I've made this so easy for folks. In the Old Testament, how many books fall into the category of major prophets? The answers thus far have been 3, 4, and 6. What is your guess, Lori?
5.
5, yes.
Ding,
yeah.
Ding, ding. Yay.
All right. Somebody did call, and when they said 3, they said Isaiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel. Just as a bonus, can you name the other two?
Jeremiah and Lamentations.
You are correct.
Good
excellent job,
Lori.
Excellent job.
Way to go.
Well done.
Jim, you're giving me a strange look.
No, sir, not me.
Okay. All
never.
Right. All right.
Lori, you have a great weekend.
Well, she's got, you got
oh,
a question
wait, I'm
for
sorry.
Us, right, Lori?
Yeah, it's a baseball question.
Okay.
All right, Kendra is ready for it.
I got this.
All right, okay. Can you name the most recent player to have won the World Series 2 years in a row on two different teams?
Oh, he played for the Cubs.
Yes.
And he...
And they mentioned this in Game 7.
They did.
Seven.
They did. Oh, my goodness.
2 years just, in a row, though? Is it 2 years in a row?
Yeah.
You're saying?
Well, I think it's... I'm not sure
it's 2 years in a row.
Yeah, because...
Because right, John Lester won with the Red Sox and
right?
the Cubs, but that was the Red Sox in
the this was
last
a
year.
New acquisition for them. And I read the dadgum article just the other day.
I'm going to kick myself for this because I heard them while I was watching the game the other night, and they did mention that.
The fact that I'm from Kansas should give you a hint.
Oh, that's
no,
right.
It
was for the Kansas City. It was for the Kansas City Royals.
Yeah, that doesn't pray. Help me any.
It I
doesn't.
Think the answer you're looking for is wah 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 wah.
Lori, right. It's one of those things we're gonna. Well, Jim and I will kick ourselves.
Yeah.
Kendra will just simply go. Well, I you go.
Who's
here's Kendra.
Right,
Kendra's going, and I care why. What
sorry,
you got, Lori?
What's the answer?
Ben Zobrist.
Yes, Zobrist.
Right. Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken,
Christian man.
Yes, if I'm not mistaken, we had his wife is a singer, isn't she?
Yes.
And
yes,
we had her is. We had her on Today's Issues a year or two ago, and she was talking about her husband. I think her husband at the time was playing for the Padres. But that's the guy. Why I couldn't remember him, I don't know. But that is a great question.
That was
Lori.
A great question.
He is Zobrist is a fine Christian man too.
All right. Lori, have a great weekend.
Yes, he is. You too. Thanks.
All right, bye-bye. All right. You know, one of my questions today was going to be, when was the last time the Chicago Cubs won the World Series.
Yeah. Well, we've asked that, though.
No, but the answer has changed.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. Yeah.
See, 2 days ago.
I think I could get that one, man.
Yeah, somebody.
I came that close.
You know what? That'd be a great question because I saw that somebody had posted that and they said, 15 hours ago, let's move on. And I said, that is so funny. So.
Hey, David calling from Tennessee. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, good night, Blux. How you doing?
We're doing good. You want to ask, answer, or do both, David?
Well, I want to do both, but both my questions I was going to answer are gone. I was going to do the bowling one. It's actually a four-bagger, not just a bagger, but...
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, and she mentioned that. She did. She said it was a four-bagger.
Oh, four-bagger. Yeah.
Okay.
Tony, are you a bowler?
Well, I'm in it.
David.
Oh, David, sorry.
Yeah, I've actually got a turkey before, but not a four-bagger.
Okay.
But, anyway, then I was going to do the major profits, because you made that easy.
So
what else you got left?
We've got what tribe was Paul from? You can guess any of the tribes of Israel. Or I think Ed has a 50-50, don't you?
Yeah,
about
Ed's
wolves?
Got a true
I
false.
I do have a true false question. I was hoping to hold that, but since Jim and Kendra. Okay, here's the question. Okay. Here's the question. When wolves are born, the pups are completely blind and deaf. Is that true or false?
I'm going to guess false.
That is incorrect.
It is 100%.
It is 100% incorrect. And so
I
will continue leaving that question for folks who want to call. For future callers.
Hey, David, what was your question for us, brother?
Well, you might have noticed my accent, mate. I'm from Australia.
A little bit.
Love Australia. It.
That's why I wanted to keep you on.
Exactly.
Well, on the coat of arms for Australia, around the shield, there are two animals native to Australia, the kangaroo and the emu. And they're on there because they are native to Australia and not found in any other country. But there's another reason that they're on there. Do you know the reason?
Because both of them are good to eat? No, I don't know.
Okay, so wait.
Hang on. We'll try to get a serious answer.
One was a kangaroo and what was the other one?
The emu.
The emu.
Amy.
Yeah. Kangaroos are fighters, right? So yep. Australia's like, don't mess with us, right?
All what
right.
About and then what about emus? You know what? I think emus will actually like chase off coyotes and stuff.
Yeah, so it's defensive. These are the defensive animals.
I don't know. What do you got to get better guess than that?
Me?
Yes.
No.
Yes. All right. We're going with Kendra's answer, David.
Well, we don't have coyotes in Australia, so
okay. I'm gonna leave that one alone, Ed.
Thank you. What is the answer?
Well, the reason they're on there is that both animals cannot go backwards. They can only go forward.
Wow.
I love that.
And so therefore the country goes forward.
That's awesome.
Well done.
Can you put that on a t-shirt? Because I would totally wear that.
That's interesting.
Listen, this is what Learning University is all about.
That is exactly right. That's why this show exists. Folks, if you haven't heard us make this promise to you before, we do call this Learning University. We guarantee if you listen every Friday, your IQ will go up one percentage point every week.
It will, because we will make you a betterer person.
More smarterer and more betterer. Hey, David, how long have you been in the States?
21 years, Mike.
21 years. Okay. So what is you're from Tennessee. What does an Australian Southern accent sound like?
No, I live in Arkansas. I'm a truck driver. I got my own truck.
Oh, okay.
I just happen to be in Tennessee right now, yeah.
All right, but same question. What does an Australian Southern accent sound like? Do you have one?
Our accents don't vary a whole lot, like unlike over here from New York to California or Louisiana to Minnesota.
Okay,
you're
not tracking with me, David. I want to hear you say, "Throw another shrimp on the barbie, y'all." All right. Well, that
thanks, David.
A polite, you're a polite laugh. A polite laugh from Kendra, and that's all I get. So, all right. Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
That's not a knife.
Yes, <Yeah. laughs> there you go. That's not a knife. Thank you, David.
Thanks, David. God bless. Have a great weekend. What a great sport.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Going to talk to Tony now from Tennessee. Tony, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Man, we're great.
You're doing good, Tony. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to do both. You know, somebody stole one, so I had to figure out another one.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Which question?
Kendra's question about Paul.
Okay, great. What tribe was Paul from?
I believe it's Benjamite.
That is correct. From the tribe of Benjamin. Good job.
Way to go. Excellent.
All right. Before I ask my question, I want to say something about the five major prophets. All y'all have to do is remember that Jeremiah wrote two books.
Yes. He wrote Jeremiah and which other one?
And Lamentations.
Yes, he did. He sure did. Lamentations
prophet,
got a lot of...
Y'all, weeping prophet. But anyway.
Yeah.
Which recent presidency reminds conservatives of the Nixon years?
Oh, wow. Hold on now. See, we want to be nice today.
So, Well,
that's for anybody to answer on their own.
All right, Tony. Thanks for the call, brother.
All right. Y'all have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Reminds us of the Nixon years. Painful years, those.
I am not a crook.
I am not a crook.
Oh, they got the hands going and everything.
That's right. All right, David from Arkansas, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, y'all. How are you this morning?
Man, we're doing great.
Doing great, David. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I'm going to do both. Somebody had taken both the ones I was going to answer, so I'm going to take the question about the wolves.
Okay. Oh wow! Okay. Good job, David.
Hey, David, I'm gonna let you do this because you worked hard. Here's the question: when wolves are born, the pups are completely blind and deaf. Someone has already answered false. Is it true or false?
I'm gonna say true.
Yes.
I'm sure glad you did.
Excellent.
Good job, David. Yeah, that's why. That's the downfall for true-false questions is that somebody gets one of those answers wrong. It pretty much ends the question.
So. I haven't heard the cowbell this show.
Yeah.
Have I missed it?
The mystery question is still out there.
All right, then.
Yeah, so.
Okey-doke. David.
David, where in Arkansas are you?
I'm down here in Cato Valley between Little Rock and Texarkana.
Okay. All right. You got a question for us?
I do. I was going to answer the prophets and then the tribe of Paul, but somebody answered those, so I'm going to ask you the Bible question.
Oh, okay. Great.
Good luck with that.
The blessed wife in Proverbs 31 was a businesswoman, and Lydia was a seller of purple in the book of Acts.
Right.
Who was the first businesswoman mentioned in the Bible?
The first businesswoman mentioned in the Bible. Hmm. Okay, now before we go any further, David, yeah, is this a real question or is this a joke or a riddle?
It's a riddle.
Oh, it's a riddle. Okay.
Okay.
Now listen, David, I just didn't want to waste any brain cells trying to think.
I don't have a lot to spare.
All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here. Okay, anybody, this is a riddle.
Like,
so it's
so it's not a true.
It's not. It's not. Yeah. It's gonna.
So it's probably
kinda,
Eve. So
kind of like when they
she...
say, like, you know, who's the first basketball player? Well, it was David because he played in Saul's court. I'm guessing it's gonna be one of those kind of things.
Hmm. All right.
You got.
She
Kendra,
said Eve.
Kendra, this is your big chance
for a pun. I'm thinking one of my puns here. Let's see. Eve.
Well, Eve was the mother of all the living. So I'm just trying. There's some kind of little saying or something.
Noah's wife's on the ark. Let's see. I don't know. Nothing's coming to mind.
All right. David, I think you stumped us.
It's going to be Pharaoh's daughter in the book of Genesis because it said that she went down to the bank of the Nile to pull out a little prophet.
All right.
I like that.
Not a little prophet.
Nice.
Got a little prophet at
the
end.
Good.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll like take that. Those. We'll take those, David. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Oh, it doesn't mean we won't make fun of you, but we'll take them.
That's right.
Great sport, David. We appreciate you. And David's gone.
Okay.
All right. We're going to move right along.
All right.
To Seth calling from Louisiana. Seth, 13.9 years old. When is your birthday?
November 22nd.
All right.
Wow.
So well, then, it's getting close.
Well, then you're more than 13. Oh, 13.9. Okay. You must like math, huh, Seth?
Not really.
Oh, okay. All right. No. Okay. Well, hey, if we don't talk to you, and we probably won't, happy birthday. So you're 13.9 years old. How old will you be when your birthday comes around?
14.
Okay. Just checking.
You
just
checking. Your question?
I'm really good at math, Seth, so I wanted to check on that. All right, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both, please.
All right, which question would you like to answer?
The Shylock.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Which good one. Which Shakespeare's play features Shylock?
The Merchant of Venice.
That is absolutely right. Well done.
I had to read that in high school.
I misjudged you, Seth. I saw 13.9, and I thought you were going to answer the Frozen question.
Yeah.
But you pleasantly surprised me.
Reading William Shakespeare. Now, have you read The Merchant of Venice, or did you look it up, or what?
I listened to Adventures in Odyssey and Edwin Blackard from...
Well played.
I love Adventures in Odyssey.
Well played.
Right, excellent job. Seth, what's your question for us?
I know you guys have already answered the longest name in the Bible, but as you probably know, almost every name in the Bible has a meaning. What is its meaning?
What is
for the
meaning?
Longest name in the Bible? And
well, I can't.
No, that's the
I don't even remember the name.
I can't. I can't remember.
Mehir Shalal Hashbaz.
Yes. Shalal
Whoa!
Hashbaz.
Say that again.
Mehir Shalal Hashbaz.
Mayor.
God bless you.
Yes. And I think we did discuss this at the time. Someone else answered, but
Kendra's pondering.
Well, I'm trying to hear if there's any Hebrew in it. Say it again, real slow.
It is Hebrew.
Mayor.
Mayor. Shalah Hashbaz.
You know Hebrew?
I'm teaching myself. I'm watching.
Wow.
Sesame Street in Hebrew. That's the level I'm at.
And I also understand you're writing
animated children's series.
All right, hey Seth, we're almost out of time. You have to tell us the answer.
All right, the name means quick to the spoils.
Ooh.
Quick to the spoils.
There you go.
I like it.
All right, thanks, Seth.
It's me at Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Seth,
and have a happy birthday, brother. You want to try and get Amanda in?
Well, we've got to give the answers to our questions still.
So that's a no.
I think that'd be a no.
Amanda, I'm sorry. We won't.
Well,
be able to...
I'll tell you what.
All right.
Let's see if we can squeeze Amanda in. She waited.
Amanda,
on...
you got to go quick. You want to ask, answer, or both?
I want to do both, please.
All right. Which question you want to answer?
The Himalayan poppy.
All right. What color is the Himalayan poppy?
It is blue.
It is absolutely blue.
Good
Great job.
All right, Amanda, what's your question for us?
Okay, Kool-Aid. It was originally marketed as what? Or what was its name?
Kool-Aid.
I don't know. You're going to have to tell us because we are out of time, Amanda.
It was Fruit Smack.
Fruit Smack.
Wow. Hey, right. Thanks, Amanda.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right, we got to give our answers to our remaining questions. Jim?
The only one I have left is if you were painting with tempura, what would you use to bind together the color pigments? It's egg yolk.
Egg yolk. Here was the mystery question, folks. What was the first Disney animated feature film set in America?
Dumbo.
The Flying Elephant.
It's time to see what I can do to test the limits and break through. The lyric from Frozen.
All right, folks, that's all the time we have for Trivia Friday. Learning University is now out of session. It's time for recess, time to have a good time. Go to church this weekend, and remember to pray for our nation.
Amen.
Have a great day. Continue listening to more great programming on American Family Radio.